Welcome to the Social Code Podcast. I'm Lauren Crawford, full-time dance instructor and wellness coach.
And I'm Leah, happy-go-lucky social dancer and co-host, or also known as Lauren's sister.
You've tuned in today because you've entered the social dance scene and you've realized there's more to it than just skill level.
That's why we're here, to show you how to navigate making friends, the inevitable rejection, building confidence, and avoiding awkward situations, and more.
We'll be talking all things lifestyle, relationships, and social dancing. So let's get into it. Welcome back to the Social Code. We hope you all had a fantastic week.
Yeah, hey y'all, what's going on?
So I always say that.
I know, you're very, very awkward.
It's so bizarre, I'm sorry.
I think it's your uncomfortable go-to.
100%.
So I'm going to do a little weekly recap of myself, which has nothing to do with the episode, but we're just going to do a little weekly recap.
Yeah.
Earlier this week... It is in a week from hell, but at the same time, it made me realize how unbelievably fortunate I am to have awesome people in my life, like Leah.
I can literally say the same thing about you. You had a shit, like, beginning half of the week. Mine was a shit end of the
week. It's true. So I, if you don't know, I suffer from horrific migraines, and I had one kind of set in Sunday. And it just, like, knocked me on my ass, really. And so the rest of Sunday, so just also just destroyed my Monday. Like, I cannot function. I take prescription medicine for it. Like, I have to cancel all my lessons, everything. Finally, the migraine eases up. And I'm like, oh, thank God. Like, I now just need to eat some food. I want something simple and basic. Made myself some scrambled eggs. Boom. Food poisoning. For 2 days, I was so sick.
I felt so bad.
Oh my God. As you all know, I have my big social night every single Tuesday, and we were at a new venue.
Yeah.
There were so many factors that changed, and I was just like, I literally can't leave my room / bathroom. Like, you know when you can't even pick up the phone to call someone? Like,
yeah. You're like, my fingers hurt.
I just, like, texted Leah, like, dying, food poisoning, call chiropractor. Because I had an appointment with my chiropractor that I couldn't even call to cancel, like, my appointment. Like, I had to have Leah call to cancel my own appointment because that's how unbelievably unable I was to use my mouth to do anything but throw up. Anyway, we were able to pull it off without a hitch. And by we, I mean Leah and the whole team.
I was gonna say, we had some awesome friends like come to our aid who I thanked greatly.
Oh,
I was like, thank you so much. Like, you know, it does. It means a lot when, as a community, everyone just kind of steps up and they're like, oh, we have to help out. We have to do a thing. Cool. And they're there. Like, they drop whatever it is that you have to do, and you're just there. And that means so much to us.
I wanted to cry, really. Like, when you're in that place where you're like, please, someone just teach my classes. You know, and everybody's like, oh, like, we would love to, but, you know, we have something else, right? We have work. We have practice. We, you know, just it's a long drive, whatever the case may be. But then you have those people that are just like, I got you. Don't worry. Like, we will make it work for you. And it's like,
you can breathe.
I cannot describe it. It's the most wonderful thing.
We're very lucky.
So very, very, very thankful for that. So yeah, it was a rough week to start. Yep. And then Leah, later in the week.
Yeah, my brakes shit out on me. Just like decided to just stop working. And so I'm at work. Like, and this happened just as I got to work too. I got to work and I was like, okay, and I'm calling everyone. No one is answering.
She had to, like,
phone.
Use her emergency e-brake.
Yeah.
To, like,
park.
Use the brakes.
Yeah, it was bad. So I'm calling everyone. No one's answering until, like, 1 p.m. where I finally am able to get in touch with everyone. And mom got me some AAA, got my car towed. Lauren's like, here, I got your kids. Picked up my children. And lend me her car for the whole, like, weekend into this coming week.
Yeah.
Because the place that I dropped off my car was like, oh, we'll have it done today. And then I get there, and they're like, yeah, no, like, you just don't have time. It'll be done Monday. And I'm like, no.
So if you see someone driving a crazy green, awesome-looking Subaru Crosstrek that we call my avocado, it's Leah, so make sure it's you wave to her. All right, so that was our weekly recap.
I hope that y'all had a better week. Like, you guys just had just an amazing week with lots of energy and positivity.
I know that this upcoming week is going to be really great.
I feel it too.
Because, one, it's our annual Halloween costume party,
yes.
Which I'm so freaking excited about.
I know, we're getting ready.
And it's also Leah's birthday bash. So it's going to be, like, fun costumes, like, great energy, fantastic dancing, like, and especially when it comes to, like, Leah's birthday, people really rally, and it's just so, so fun. So we have our costumes.
Yeah. I consider my birthday my new year. Yeah. So you know how everyone, like, celebrates the new year January 1st? My new year is my birthday.
Yep.
So this week is the last week of my year.
Yeah.
Of my 27 years. So I'm ooh, like, girl. You know what? Can only go up from here. Let's go.
Didn't I tell you?
I just have to stay alive until I'm 30.
You just have to stay alive until you're 30. 30, you're going to wake up and life is going to be so much better.
Leah, just keep yourself alive.
Yeah. 27 is rough. I'm telling you, for everyone.
Yeah.
28 is better than 27. 29, you're like, it's not so bad. 30, you're like, best year ever. If you were in your 30s, even if you're 39, you know that 30s is the best decade. Come on.
Yeah.
Anyway, we digress.
So I had a question for you.
Yeah.
So I also get these questions a lot. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to ask you, because sometimes I just don't know how to answer. But what would you say are five, like, steps to being a good dancer, or, like, to help you out, right? So whether you're a beginner or advanced, or even, you know, whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
What would you say are five things that you could do to help yourself out every day to be able to, like, progress in your skill level?
This is a good one. It's a good one. So as I think about the answers to this, there is – someone said to me, I forget who it was, that was also quoting someone else. So it's like a chain of who said what. Essentially, like, it's interesting that my beginner to intermediate dancers always want to learn advanced moves. Like, no matter how simple you try to, like, they don't care about the simplification of anything. They're just like, show me something cooler, bigger, better. They want advanced sequences. And the moment that an advanced dancer comes to me, they could care less about any crazy advanced sequence I could give them. They want to strip everything back down to the basics. Even when I take like coachings from world-renowned instructors, and you say, like, oh, Lauren, how was the lesson? I'm like, it's great. And if you said, like, what did you learn? I would just be like, weight shifts.
Like, do you think it's like an instant gratification thing that people are wanting? Like, they're not understanding that there is a lot of hard work that goes into it?
I don't even –
starting off?
I don't even think that it's like they don't understand there's a lot of hard work. I just – you want to impress. I think that everybody that first goes into something, like, they just want to be
– the best of the
impressive
best.
Yeah. And they want it to just feel good as fast as it can. And they want to like be playful. And I think that once you get to a certain level, you realize that the only way to feel good and the only way to actually impress is to connect right. and get back down and, like, strip it back down to basics.
Sure.
So I would say that – so the first thing I would tell somebody, anyone off the street that wanted to learn to dance, it didn't matter if I was teaching them salsa or not, like, any dance in the whole world. It could be freaking hip-hop, belly dancing, right? And that would be to connect your core or connect to your core. So a lot of times I'll tell people, like, okay, engage your core. And it's almost like people ignore it. And then they're just like, okay, like, what's the next bit? Like, show me the feet.
Yeah.
And I can tell that they're not engaging their core. But everything comes from that. Like, think about being able to I want you all to do this when you get home. If you're driving, don't do this. But when you get home, before you go to bed or whatever, however your day is set up, I want you to find a room and I want you to crawl on your hands and knees like a baby would. Crawl across the room, but hover your knees off the ground. And so by doing that, you're going to have to engage your core. Even when we stand or even basic walking, we have to engage our core. So the first things we learn in life is core engagement. And then we can actually like use our extremities from that.
Right.
Right. So if you have a toddler or a baby that's learning how to walk and they're swinging their arms around, they'll never be able to walk. Right. But instead, like they keep everything, they're like little zombies or little like Frankenstein. Yeah. Like their little arms are out and it's like stiff legging because they're learning where that core engagement is first before they actually are learning any fine tuned gross motor skills of their extremities. So here's a fun thing to do. All right. So not only do I want you to crawl across the floor with your knees just hovering off the ground, which you'll have to engage your stomach muscles for, but to see if you're in a neutral position, Leah's going to do this right now. Leah, clear some room.
Got it.
So Leah is going to lay on her back. Can you tell the personal trainer in me is coming out?
Okay.
So you're going to lay on your back. You're going to lift your legs off of the ground so that your shins are good, parallel to the floor. Now, if I were to lay a glass of water on your shins, and it would remain balanced.
Okay.
Right? So in this position, your pelvis is in a neutral position. So you're not overarching your back. You're not underarching your back, right?
Correct.
You're just – that is the position you should be standing in when you go to dance.
Okay.
Weird, right?
Yes.
So it prevents you from being able to stick your butt out like a cute little duck or slouching over like Shaggy on Scooby-Doo. And just having terrible posture, right? Like you can't slouch.
I guess that totally makes sense. And you're still a little bit, like you talk about leaning forward a little bit.
Yeah.
Kind of walking in front of your feet.
Like an A-frame, yep.
Yep. Which even just like looking down right now, that's how I am.
Right.
So if I sound far away, it's because I'm literally on my back.
She only is literally doing this.
That's a fun fact.
Now, 10 burpees, I'm kidding. Right. So that's a good way to like think about neutralizing. So it'd be to connect your core. Another thing that I see that I would say to somebody is warm up. So a lot of times, you know, I would never lift heavy weights cold, right? Like you always warm up on the treadmill for like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Or like if you're going to run a 5K, like you don't get out of the car on a cold fall morning and just start running. Like, yeah, you stretch.
Yeah.
So some basic like warm-ups, what would you do is like, I guess if people are like, so you're driving to go social dancing.
Yeah.
You park your car. So you have the time from when you parked your car to when you actually get inside. So like, what are some things that you do?
I do some like side twists.
Mm-hmm.
Like twisting from side to side.
Just in your seat, yeah?
Yeah. Like, I don't even have to get out of the car to do that.
Like, it's twist just, and hold?
Yep. Twist and hold.
I'm doing it right now.
Still, like, breathe. Almost like if I were to, like, be trying to, like, crack my back. But yeah. I just do a lot of breaths until it gets to that point. And then I just do it multiple times to kind of help that out. Another thing I'll do is look crazy. But you'll see me do it is, like, arm circles where I'm like, whoop, whoop, let's go.
Yeah,
like,
forward and backwards.
Forward and backwards, backwards and forwards. Alternating shoulders. Like neck rolls, things like that, because we're doing all of those things while we're dancing, especially like if they're doing body isolation movements or you're learning neck rolls, it's really important to stretch out your neck, especially because the last thing you want is like a twinge. And then, sometimes, depending on the weather, I'll walk a few laps around the building, just kind of like scope out the area, one. Two, maybe I parked far, so I might as well. And three, it gets my legs moving, so I don't feel...
From sitting and driving.
And not only that, sometimes I do feel like if I didn't drink enough water that day, or if I like didn't get a lot of movement while I'm dancing, I'll find that my legs feel very crampy, especially because I'm wearing heels. So they're in that engaged state that whole time. And so I find that if I don't give myself a little bit of a warm-up, I'm really uncomfortable and my legs just cramp, and that's not fun, and then I'm out for the night.
Yeah. Yeah. I also think a great warm-up, whenever I go to any event or venue or whatever, is I always take the class. Even if it is a beginner class where it's just like basic steps. And it's because that, to me, that is my warm-up. Me, it helps me learn names and faces mm-hmm. of new people or people maybe that I haven't met, or just an easy way to say hello to the people that I have met before. Right. And it kind of just gets my body slowly moving. It's not overly demanding because any class kind of builds progressively.
Right.
So I find that just taking the class, it's a great warm-up. It's a great way to, just get the body going.
Yeah. Getting used to like engaging. Like
yeah.
Your abs, like you said earlier, you know what I mean? Like getting that feel of your body for like, despite what you did that day.
Yeah, exactly. The other thing I would say to somebody, number three, is to just shift their weight. So a way to become a better dancer is understanding weight shifts. Mm-hmm. And that's literally leaning all of your weight to your left leg so you can like shake out your right foot.
Right.
Lean all of your weight to your right foot, shake out your left foot, and just doing really basic, like standing there swaying side to side. Like you can do this in the grocery store at the right. line at the DMV because God knows you're going to have 3 hours at
you
the DMV.
You will be an expert of weight changes, honey. An absolute expert.
Yeah. Like lunging side to side. I even will like go on my tippy toe of one foot mm-hmm. and then like put my foot down and then my tippy toe of the other foot. I do most of this at the grocery store, actually. Like, you know, when you're like standing there and you're like, what yogurt do I want to get? And I'll just like be on my tippy toes on one foot and then tippy toes on the other foot and like shifting side to side. But it's amazing. If you truly understand weight shifts, it will take your dancing to a whole new level. Because I say all the time in class, like you should never be split weight. You should never be on both feet at the same time. You should always be committing to one side or committing to the other. And so the moment that your body can do a very quick, efficient shift to one side and shift to the other, and you have that mind-muscle connection, like I'm telling you, like it's the most simple thing.
Gravy.
Gravy, baby. It's the most simple thing. And like it would literally benefit anyone. And to those who are, let's say, I'm trying to think of like a nice way to just say musically crippled. Like they can't hear the beat.
Yeah.
Deaf.
I don't think, I think that that's not.
I did a terrible way
right.
of thinking of. You all know what I mean.
If you are tone deaf, which is actually like a thing.
Yeah, but it's not even that. It's like not even if you're
you
tone
deaf. You said musically
singing.
Deaf.
Yes. Like you can't feel the beat. Like, they can still hear the tone music.
No, they can't.
They're not singing. Tone deaf is if you're singing. Like, you know, when you have, like, the triangle and they're like, or the four, and they're like, ding, ding.
I feel like that's wrong.
And you're like, okay, ready? What's the singing? Do, do, re, fa, so,
Miss Tone Deaf.
Do, so, do.
She's getting defensive because it's her.
Do, re, mi.
Okay, Miss Sound of Music.
You're happy and you know it. Clap your hands. Okay. Whatever. Come on. Y'all know what I'm saying.
We're not sensitive here.
We are. We just don't have a very extensive vocabulary, apparently. Okay. Either way, whatever that is, pick your favorite song. Close your eyes. Stand in the middle of your room with your eyes closed and the song playing and literally just shift your weight, not step forward and back, not like, oh, well, in the swing class, we did a rock step. In the bachata class, we did a tap. No, I mean literally both feet are on the ground and you shift all your weight to one side and shift all your weight to the other. And to the beat of the music, see if your body will naturally find that rhythm of shifting back and forth. If you take your time doing this and do it regularly to any song, your body will naturally find that cadence. It just will. Like, take, again, steps out of it. take the half count or the 1-2-3s and the 5-6-7s and just sway and weight change side to side.
Listen for a specific instrument.
Yeah.
That you connect with, that you like.
The kazoo. That's the one I connect with most.
I could see that.
No. What's the one? No, what's the one on that you always do? Shit. The Jungle Book. Yeah,
that's her. Whatever. Yeah, pick an instrument. We digress. Pick an instrument that you can like confidently hear and move to that one to start off.
Yeah. Also,
yeah.
Another thing to become a better dancer is this is split, right? To become a better dancer for yourself, then the things that I've mentioned, like connect your core, warm up, do weight shifts efficiently, that is going to help you whether you're by yourself or with a partner, obviously.
Right.
My step four is truly if you are doing partner dancing, which, hello, that's kind of what this whole thing is about.
Facts.
Social dancing, not solo dancing. Anyway, is connect with others. Which I know is like, yeah, we talk about connection all the time, but that's because that's what dancing socially is. So
kind of the main
episode 100, you're still going to hear me be like, the trick is to connect with others. But again, I'm stripping this back down to basic, right? I'm stripping this back down to if, like, this is what the advanced dancer wants to be reminded of and connecting back to. So focusing on someone else's movement instead of your own first.
Yes.
Like, to feel someone else's movement and energy. So I think about, as humans in general, when we sync up as human beings, like, that creates a bond immediately.
Yes.
Like, have you ever been, like, waiting in line or you're, like, going to reach for something and you and someone, like, reach for it at the same time?
So neat.
And then you like, giggle. You're like, oh, no, you can have the last chocolate milk, right? Like, typical rom-coms, romantic comedies, right? Like, you're doing something at the same time and it instantly bonds you. Like, you're just like, yes, like, we're both doing this. We both did it at the same time. Like,
I know sometimes for me, I get really anxious sometimes or really nervous when I'm dancing with someone who I think is at a higher level of dancing than I am. But what I love about those people specifically is that they will stop me in my tracks, and it doesn't matter what kind of crazy move I'm doing. They will stop me and they'll hold me against them and they'll just breathe.
Yes, they reconnect.
Yes, they take a second, and then, like, they'll breathe for a second, and I'm like, okay, I'm comfortable, like, and I'll try and move again, and they're like, nope. It's not until that we're in sync that they actually lead me to do anything.
Because you can't.
Exactly. And
if you're not in sync, like.
But I think that that's so important, right? Like, you just get so excited.
No, you're spot on. I'm smiling because, like, you know, in your brain, like. When you were like, yo, you got to be in sync. And I was like, yeah, or else you're a Backstreet Boy. So bad.
It's the wrong one.
Get it? In sync?
Bye.
All right. So it's been a long night. It's been a rough week. Y'all heard my recap,
right?
I
know, right? Both of us on
my cleverness is not great. But yeah, you're right. Yeah, so reconnecting with others, that's going to make you a better dancer. No one, when your partner dancing, gives any shits if you have the coolest, like, footwork and shines in the whole world. If they don't feel like you are dancing with them,
it's the worst.
Then at that point, like, just do solo dancing by yourself in the corner.
Go. Not even. Go in the middle of the dance floor. Go dance by yourself. We want to see it too. But just don't ask anyone to join you.
And my last, and my last and final tip, the biggest one out of all of them, the number five, the full hand is up, and that is be authentic. If you want to be a better dancer, be authentic to you. Don't be afraid to look stupid. Don't be afraid to fail. The only way that you can possibly figure out what your body can or can't do is to push it to the limits and feel what it can and can't do. Stretch, twist, all of these things, you can feel where, like, your fingertips. Yeah. Like, where is the end of your fingertips? Where is all that energy coming from? And remembering that we were talking about, Leah, where I was saying, you know, be authentic to yourself with the idea that, like, don't mimic other people. Like, you are not them. You are you.
Yeah.
Right? If someone is, like, this beautiful, like, tall, thin, willowy dancer, right, and you want to look like that, that's fine. But also, like, is that authentic to you? Do you have a ballet background like they have?
Yeah.
Do you have a hip-hop background like they have?
Yeah. I know for me, I struggled with that a lot, especially when I was first learning. And even just 2 years ago, looking at videos and things like that of me dancing, I was trying so hard because I liked how someone else was moving. And although you do take hints from other people of their movements,
yeah,
I was trying to mimic it so much, and I knew it didn't feel right, but I didn't care because I was like, well, no, like, I'm feeling what I think it looks like they're doing, mm-hmm. and I looked crazy. it looked like I didn't know what I was doing, which, to be fair, I did not know what I was doing, yeah. right, because I was still trying to figure it out. It wasn't until I finally got to a point where I was like, okay, this feels good to me when I do this, or this feels good to me when I do that, that now I do kind of have my own style, and I've been so, like, honored for people to be like, how do you move your hips like that? Like, yeah. I wish I could do that. Can I feel them?
Yeah.
Men, you cannot. Ladies, absolutely, I will feel my hips. But it was because I did what was comfortable for me,
yeah.
and I grew it to a point to where I can make it big, I can make it small, I can make it more round or choppier, whatever the case may be. But I had to really work hard and do a lot of movement to figure out what it was, what kind of dancer I wanted to be.
Yeah, it's interesting because if I tried to move exactly like Leah, it wouldn't work. Like, it doesn't...
We learned that in, like, cheerleading way back in the day.
Like, I can't move my hips the way that Leah does and look effortless, because it wouldn't be effortless. I use a lot more of, like, my arms. I add a lot more stretch to what I'm doing.
Yeah, I am not good
where
with
Leah
arms.
Doesn't do a lot of arm styling. Like, she really focuses on dancing her lower body. I tend to kind of focus on dancing my core and my upper body. So the point of that is, like, be authentic to yourself. Just
we're each individual,
yeah.
And the beauty of our, you know, social dancing is, one, finding yourself, and two, connecting with people that may be a little bit different or different styles, and all coming together and being really united in it. And that's what makes it beautiful. That's what makes it a community, and accepting of everyone, and accepting of different. Yeah, different styles, different
it makes things
placement.
More exciting that
Absolutely.
Way.
Absolutely.
Yeah, everybody has their own little vibe.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, as a recap, my top 5 steps to becoming a better dancer would be: connect your core. Squeeze that core in. Everything generates from the center of your body out. Warm up. Just some shoulder circles. You know, lunging side to side, twisting your body around. Don't start with a cold body. You'll find that you move a lot more fluid and you'll be a lot more connected. Shift your weight. Just simple side to side, full commitment weight shifts will completely transform. I could do this and teach this for like a 3-hour workshop of just like weight shifts. Everybody, I'm sure, would hate it. But I'd be like, now to the left. Now to the right. Connecting with others is going to make you for sure a better dancer. Spending the time to try to sync up and connect with someone else instead of saying, well, why don't they match me? Why can't they connect with me?
Yep. Isn't there a saying, before you react, you should try to understand where they're coming from before you try to understand, or before you try to expect them to understand you. No? Did I mess that up?
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah. It makes sense kind of what you're saying. Maybe.
Like, I need to understand where you're coming from, what you're doing.
Yeah.
Before I can react to you.
Right.
So to be able to sync up, to be able to link up, to be able to communicate while you're dancing, you have to listen to what that person wants physically.
Yeah.
And through dance and vice versa.
Exactly. And the last one would be authentic. Be authentic to yourself. Have your own style. If you are playful, be playful. If you're silly, be silly. If you're more sexy, be sexy. You don't have to be all of them.
'Cause I'm real, the way you walk, the way you move, the way, 'cause I'm real. You know, J-Lo knew it. She knew what was up.
That's what that was.
That was J-Lo.
Remember when we were talking about being tone deaf?
Listen.
All right, guys. Well, obviously we're going to upload this, and then on our Instagram, if you are not following us on that, you should be. And that is the.socialcode. That is our Instagram. Leave a note.
Leave a comment.
Leave a comment below under this episode. And let us know if you have tried these five steps and how you feel about each of them.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just really want to know if you crawl across your room with your knees just hovered slightly off the ground. If you did, then comment below and hashtag Team Lauren.
Hashtag Team Leah.
All right. Later, guys.
Bye.